I'm Jim Reed. Here is a page from my Red Clay Diary. It's all about life, actually. This is called Watching You While You Watch Me Watching You. Several generations ago, before your time, but during my time, I was actually a small child. Hard to believe, isn't it? Because I, like you, began life as a child. My evolution toward adulthood was an adventure worth examining along the way, worthy of examination many years later, like right now, for instance. As a young'un, I learned everything the hard way. Each experience was a first time happening. Each moment was exciting. Each time I closed my eyes, then opened them, I saw something fresh and new. I did a lot of pondering back then. I punch the rear view button of my time machine. I select 5 years old. And here I am, back in my childhood hometown. I'm getting dressed for the day, layering myself with protective clothing, when I realize someone is secretly watching me getting dressed. I look at my bare feet, and there is the culprit. Superman is staring straight at me from the front cover of a comic book. This Superman needs to remain safely inside his pages. He doesn't need to observe my personal life, except when he's keeping enemies at bay. I turn the comic face down and continue grooming. I'm safe in my room, and Superman is safely napping inside the pages. I will be turning shortly as I observe his exploits. I always feel safe when Superman is nearby. I'm later breaking my fast at the kitchen counter, munching on toast and reading the labels of a cereal box and a pet milk container. Suddenly, I realize that the can's label is illustrated with a picture of a cow peeking out from inside a can of pet milk. Looking closer, I see that the picture of the canned cow depicts a picture of a canned cow. I squint to see how many pictures of canned cows inside pictures of canned cows there might be, each one smaller than the one before. This infinitude of cows disappearing into atom-sized illustrations is more than I can grasp. Where does it end? Years from now, when I read Richard Matheson's novel, The Shrinking Man, I come to understand that the infinity diminishing of anything cannot be dealt with logically, even when I become an adult. The shrinking man steadily shrinks into infinity, never stopping. Where is he now? Maybe he's enjoying life with the pet milk cow, knowing that all is well and safe, particularly when Superman stands guard.